On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking and 27 tomorrow. Johannesburg 26. Emalahleni up to 25 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa has confirmed that the United States has now requested to participate in South Africa's G20 summit at the last minute. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump's earlier directive that no U.S. official would attend after he repeated widely discredited claims that Afrikaans-speaking white people are being persecuted in South Africa. Speaking at the South Africa-European Union bilateral summit ahead of the G20, Ramaphosa said the U.S. had every right to take part in the gathering and still have.
When President Trump said they are not coming, that seat still remained. It was empty for a while, but it will hopefully be occupied. But we want to deal with all those practicalities.
Meanwhile, heads of states are arriving in the country. So far, we've seen Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, and Malaysia's Prime Minister, Anwar Ibrahim. India also says that Premier Modi will also be here. In other news, the governor of the Reserve Bank, Lesetša Khanyago, told the media that the new inflation target announced by the Minister of Finance, Enoch Godongwana, was agreed upon between himself and the minister.
We want to be at 3%. However, no central bank has the tools to deliver inflation at an exact point all the time.
And if you missed it, he announced that the interest rate will be cut by 25 basis points. In other news, the case against Tiffany Meek, accused of killing her 11-year-old son, Jaden Lee, has been postponed to the 3rd of December. She appeared before the High Court in Johannesburg, where a third charge was added to her case. Cliff Shiko reports.
The state added a new charge of child abuse, bringing the total up to 5 charges, including murder, criminal injury, and defeating the ends of justice. The 31-year-old was arrested in July and was subsequently denied bail. NPA Gauteng spokesperson Pindim Jonondwani.
She has now applied for a lawyer from Legal Aid South Africa, so the case was postponed for the outcome.
Cliff Shiko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Another big story today at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. Commissioner Sandile Kumalo lashed out at the alleged political peddler Brown Mokgotsi for not providing evidence to some of his explosive claims.
You say you were in Kenya. We don't have the communication. You followed Kate Matlala to Durban. We don't have your flight tickets. You did not take photos. There's absolutely nothing that supports the version that you conducted any of these investigations that you are mentioning.
And Parliament's ad hoc committee investigating police corruption says it will not tolerate witness intimidation. It follows claims that forensic investigator Paula Sullivan sent a threatening message to Police Minister Senzo Mkhwanazi's Chief of Staff, Cedric Nkambinde, while he was testifying.
I received this message from Paula Sullivan. Get ready, you lying crook. I am going to make sure you spend some years in prison. You were bribed by Mkhwanazi and Mabula. Now you will pay for your crimes, guaranteed.
Committee members are now calling for O'Sullivan to be summoned urgently. For a recap or to view the day's big stories, visit jacarandfm.com, click on news, or go listen to previous bulletins on Jackpod. That's it from myself, Malina Fushia, and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.